I want to begin by reflecting on lex talionis, the law of retaliation. We know it more as an eye for an eye, or tit for tat. It's something that seems like we learned in childhood. Or maybe it's just a natural response as children. That with brothers and sisters, if someone hits us, we get to hit them back. This tradition, this law, is actually traced to the Babylonian code some 4,000 years ago, before the time of Abraham. And the idea is, when one is inflicted with injury, they could then inflict equivalent injury to the other. Now the aim, interestingly enough with this, is to limit vengeance. So then, if Sarah's brother hits her in some way, she does not get to hit him twice, or five times, or 10 times in response, but only an equivalent hitting in return. So actually, it's a way of bestowing mercy upon another. Now, the Jewish implementation of this was that a judge would assess the punishment. It was not up to the individual to do so. So a judge would weigh the injury or the pain, the loss of time, the indignity, or the healing that was necessary from the harm that was inflicted. And also, this concept of an eye for an eye and retaliation was not carried out literally, but rather a monetary value was calculated, and then that was paid to the person who was harmed. Now, as what Jesus teaches, he takes that which is familiar, that which the people have an understanding of, and challenges them to think in a new way. And in so many ways, Jesus does so in a way that is quite brilliant. So I want you to begin to think a little bit this morning as I share with you the man who wanted to start a procrastinators club. Now think about the implications of that. Procrastinators club. And the first thing he realized, that he would have to reject everyone who showed up for the meeting. And then he decided just to put it off. But Jesus speaks in challenging a new understanding with a new spirit. And that is one of non-retaliation and non-resentment. And so then he speaks of those who may be evildoers acting against another. And his responses to them is a show of strength. Now, first, upon hearing what he has to say, it may not be obvious, but what he is saying is far from any type of passive submission. And so let's look at anyone who strikes you on the right cheek, then turn the other also. Jesus assumes that most people are right-handed. So to strike someone on the right cheek, you would have to do so in a backhanded manner. Striking someone backhanded carried with it great insult. And that the person was striking another person that they saw as inferior. And so then when Jesus says now, turn the other cheek, he is saying, go ahead and strike me. But now you must strike me with the flat of your hand. As you strike me now, you strike me as one who is your equal, who has equal standing, one who has value as a person and is in no way and no manner inferior. When he gives the illustration, if one is to sue you and take your coat, give them your cloak as well. Again, it is far from being passive. The average male during that society wore two layers of clothes. The coat or the tunic was often used as a pledge of giving or restoring. That a promise was to make right by giving one the coat. It was kind of a collateral, a promissory note. But it was a ploy of the powerful and the rich often to take advantage of those who are in their debt. And so Jesus says, give them your cloak as well. And what he is saying is, through their effort to impoverish you, through their effort to punish you and belittle you, give them your cloak as well. And by doing so, stand there in all of your nakedness and you will not be shamed. You will stand before them, maintain your dignity and maintain your value as a person. Then he says, if you are forced to go 1 mile, go also the second mile. It is a practice of Roman soldiers during that day to force civilians to carry their equipment on marches. A limit was placed upon those soldiers that it could only be for 1 mile. But Jesus says, if you're called to do so, show your strength and go 2 miles. Stand strong. Face the opposition. Do not let them demean you. Exercise your strength. Many of you know that I exercise quite a bit, and I found out that there's an exercise that guarantees weight loss. So I'll share that with you. So relax for a second, you know. And then turn your head to your right, then turn it to your left. And then anytime anybody offers a food, repeat that as often as necessary. So show your strength. Show your strength, Jesus says. And with that, there is a great leap in thought. That despite provocation, a backhanded slap, the taking of your coat, forced into service, do not seek vengeance or violence. But yet you can be victorious over the injustice you face. You will not be shamed and you will not be devalued. You will hang on to your dignity and your self-respect and your self-worth. This is a description of the life of Jesus. And we are a result of the coming of Jesus. We are a result of the presence of Jesus in our lives. We are a result of the authority that He carries. And with that, we too assume His radical behavior. And with it then, we are to be a people who give. I think back to the story, the time I was traveling and visiting Washington, D.C., and I just walked strolling through the National Mall. And there was a foreign couple standing in front of the Washington Monument. And as I was strolling by, they gave me their camera. And they said a lot of things that were in their foreign tongue that I didn't understand. And I reflect back and I think on that. And I think, oh, sure, it was nice of them to give me their camera. But what does it mean to give? We have to understand the needs of another, and our giving is to fit those needs. And by doing so, to remove the need and also the humiliation that accompanies it. We are to be a people of love. It is a love of the will that Jesus speaks, not of the heart. It is our disposition It is a determination of the mind. We discipline ourselves, and by doing so, the result is being a better person. Conquer our natural tendencies, and actually protect us from ourselves. When Jesus teaches, He's speaking of our vocation. That we are to internalize the Scriptures. They are to move our hearts and our minds and become the principle for which, by which we live. We are to refuse to use God's Word and God's Scripture to judge or to harm others, but rather to establish and, when necessary, reestablish relationships with one another. And Jesus calls upon us to be perfect. To be without blemish, He is saying. He's sharing what it is to give an offering of sacrifice at the altar. And one is to give an offering that is without blemish, that is the best that you can find. And we are to be sacrificial. We are to be that offering. And with it, carry a purpose and a goal of being God's people. Jesus guides us and directs us and leads us. But what it means to participate and to live in the emerging kingdom of God.